What's going on, Black Hollywood Live family? We're back with another episode of Empire, and it's getting pretty damn villainy. So keep it locked. We'll be right back with more. Live, we are back for another episode of Empire. I am your host, Allie Washington. You can find me across all social media at Allie the Pub.
What's up? I'm Katie. Paris is missing today, so it's just
your rhythm is off.
Allie, Katie. You can follow me across all social media platforms at Katie Did What Now.
Awesome. And of course, you can follow Paris. It's with two R's, okay? Paris Rose, all right? We miss you, P, already. So here's the deal. First of all, you guys are probably wondering, why are they playing Tupac?
Yes.
Keep your head up. Like, yeah. Really? It channels the new Hakeem.
Yeah, the Queen song.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Out of the whole season thus far. Okay. Second favorite song, I think. My first favorite is Jamal's song when he did the concert for Cookie.
Yes.
When he came back. Mm-hmm. I love that. And then it's Queen. But then today, Queen kind of bumped that down to two. I loved Queen by Hakeem. What'd you think?
I thought it was great. I mean, it's exactly what Cookie was, you know, suggesting that he does. And Jamal was suggesting that he does. It's like, yeah, you say all this talk about how you've grown and how you show women respect now. But it's not reflected in your music, mm-hmm. You know?
And I think it was kind of dope how she brought to light, too. Like, your music. And Jamal really did a great job with it, too. Mm-hmm. And it really made me think about even music that I listen to now. And I think that's one thing that Lee Daniels is really good about. And we always talk about this. He's very present day with everything that he talks about in Empire and Star and his other show. Shout out to Star. But he's very present day. And everything that he talks about is super duper current on all ends.
Yes.
And I think that that's why he continues to win with his viewership. Because I really got to thinking to myself, like, dang, what kind of music do I listen to?
Yeah.
How many times? And I mean, and these are all songs that we sing all the time because they're catchy and we know them. But it's like, damn, they're disrespecting us. You know what I mean? And so it's kind of, I don't know. What you think?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, if anything, I mean, this is the time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look who's running our country. This is the time for, you know, women to, you know, and men to ban against or, you know, that kind of oppression.
Yeah.
You know?
Because, yeah, and it's crazy. But you got to keep your head up. I think that his song really drew a lot of attention to women empowerment and all. So let's go ahead and hop into it because we'll get to Queen in a minute because I could talk all day about that. I am so proud of Hakeem's growth. So we kick off the show with where we left off. Honestly, we didn't even leave off there last show.
We didn't even leave off there. He was
so
polite.
Let's start there.
Yes.
The disconnect in between the two. And I do want to pull up our comments here for a second because we talked a little bit about it last week about the inconsistency of the show.
Right.
And everybody in the comments have been agreeing. Everybody was like, I couldn't agree with you more. You know, it's really inconsistent. Some missing pieces to the puzzle. Like, what the heck is really, really, really going on? And I do want to take the time to really thank you guys for those that subscribe, for those that like and share and comment and all that great stuff. Because although I have to find time, and I promise today I'm starting. Katie, you have to take that promise with me.
I will.
Okay. Paris has taken on the role for responding for, because we all feel the same way about Empire. But she's taken on the role of really being active with you guys, and I want to let you know that I appreciate you guys. Live chat. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited about this.
Yay.
Okay, so that dog.
No, you're not the only one here. We're
listen,
here with you.
You're not the only one here. We are both with you, okay?
Yes.
I am with you. Katie is with you.
We're with you.
May the force forever be.
Yes.
May
with
the odds
you,
forever
that
be in your favor. Okay, that dog. You my dog. So
yeah, my dog, too.
The episode was super duper crazy, though.
Yes.
All right, so the disconnect already. Lucius is popped up sick.
He's sick. And Hakeem's like, did his ALS come back? And Andre's like, that's not how it works. And then it was just like never explained.
Right. And they talked about that too in the comment section from last week. They were saying that, you know, ALS, you don't just get in it, come back,
get it, come back.
It's not like it's cancer.
Yeah.
And so with that, we see that the doctor's coming in and all this other kind of stuff. Now, Lucius could have very well went to the hospital, but he chose not to.
Right.
He wanted to be in the comfort of his own home to creep.
To what?
To creep.
Yeah.
Like, he just wants to be all-knowing.
Well, and I also, but I also think, though, that he doesn't want to show weakness. You know, I don't think that the public,
but going he wanted to the public, hospital.
I know.
Everybody gets sick. I just popped air. We both just popped airborne. Paris is out sick. Airborne I out. Called into work sick today. You're the only one that's almost at 100%.
Almost.
You know?
Yeah.
And everybody gets sick. It's okay to go to the hospital and get, you know, the necessary care that Lucius, you need.
You know, I mean, he's trying to be inhumane or something, you know? Yeah, but it was just so weird. I was expecting for him to label what he had because he said he didn't have ALS ever last week.
And I was expecting the doctor to address it too.
Right.
It's almost like he went right in and knew exactly what was going on. And I'm just like, dude, like, can somebody tell me what the heck is going on here?
Yes.
Like, is it just me?
Right.
Or...
And why is Hakeem the only one actually asking the question?
Hakeem is growing up. Let him live. Let him
live. No. But I know that. But why isn't anyone else asking?
I don't think nobody cares.
What's going on?
You know, Andre doesn't care.
No, Andre doesn't care. That's doing his job for him.
He's like, oh my gosh. Yes. I don't have to kill my dad. Great.
Great.
Let the sickness take him out, you know?
Right.
And Jamal, he's dealing with his own stuff. Jamal is trying to get his life together.
Yes,
and
yes.
I think that the thing about it is, I don't feel like people don't care about him, but I also feel like this season everybody has their own like stuff to deal with. People don't people don't have the ump to give a damn anymore.
Well, and also, I mean, it was very clear. I mean, so many people have figuratively, if not literally, taken a bullet for this man.
Right.
And he's screwed them
ass.
Over.
And the thing is, at the end of the day, they're family and they love each other and they love really weird, you know? But at the end of the day, when it's all said and done this season, they are all going on their own rides.
Yes.
And I think that Lucius is going to be taking this one solo.
He is.
Because he sets it up that way. One, the fact that you won't go to the hospital, you want to be at home,
right.
And then you decide that you want to be involved in everything, though.
Right.
You're calling board meetings, you're calling family meetings.
Exactly, and the board doesn't follow him, which, you know, obviously is very much jumping ahead. But you're right, he's going to take this ride solo because he's screwed everyone over time and time again.
I just don't get it. At some point, I feel like something should click in your head and
be
like, you know what, I'm not going to do this time around. I'm going to do things a little different because I'm actually right now, like presently in my deathbed. So,
about that. I woke up like this.
Right. Okay, so we leave from him doing all that extra stuff, and we jump to what? What was the next scene?
The next scene was...
this is going to be a sporadic episode, because honestly, all the pieces are missing, so we're just recapping the major points in this situation, because I'm still, like...
The next scene was Cookie and Jamal.
Right.
Talking about...
The music video.
Yeah, the music video. And the Cushious or whatever.
Cushious. That is like the worst name ever.
It's so gross.
It sounds, and when she said it, sounds like an STD. It really does.
It really does, yeah.
What do you got, girl? Girl, I got Cushious.
I got Cushious.
I got the crew.
I got Cushious.
You know?
Yeah.
It sounds like an STD, but I don't like that name, but it is what it is. But yeah, the video, now that's one thing that I will have to take. I love it.
Yeah.
I love the fact, hey, Estelle. I love that Estelle is in it because I love Estelle.
I do too.
I think she has like the brightest personality ever. She just makes me happy just like looking
at her.
Her
voice is so great.
Oh, she's great.
She's great.
Lee Daniels has a really good job of pulling in some star power.
Yes.
So it's a good thing. So Estelle's in this and she's playing Cookie and of course Jamal's playing Lucius. And they set up this whole love story type situation, which becomes very, very reminiscent to Cookie. Almost like it's peeling back a scab.
Yes.
I don't know if I like the way it's unfolding, though, because I feel like it's taking her pretty quick, and it's definitely taking me pretty quick.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like that stroll down memory lane flashback, that's the word I was looking for, it was Cookie taking that bullet for Lucius, you know, where she's like, oh, no, I was so taken in by the music. I'm going to go do this deal for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That was her taking that bullet, you know?
Yeah, and her making a decision at that point, because I think of all the flashbacks, this has been the most important one.
Yes.
Because this actually shows where it took a turn. Yes. So we see, like, the love development is cute. It's like, oh, the good girl goes for the bad boy. Okay, but where does it really turn? This episode did it.
Yes.
And it turned pretty quick. Yeah. You know? And to see her take that, and although we didn't even get to see the end of the freaking flashback, I'm like, why would you cut it off there? But it's okay. It's all right. But we see her. Exactly. And I think that the cooler part of that scene was, it was almost like it was like a still, you know how sometimes you make a decision and you have that still quiet voice like in your conscience, like, I don't think this is right.
Yeah.
Hey, turn around. Hey, don't do whatever.
Yeah.
I feel like that guy her meeting, I forget his name, but the guy that she was dating talking to prior to Lucius.
Almost like an Angelo. Yeah,
almost like
her
life. An Angelo. Yes, yes. And we've been saying that since Jump, and he was the Dudley Do-Right who she probably shoulda, coulda, woulda been right. with, you know? And for him to see her out like that, it's just like, oh, you must be doing something for Lucius. Why are you on this corner sitting up chilling, right. you know? That was disheartening because it showed some type of struggle.
Yeah.
Because she knew what she was doing was wrong, but love makes you do some crazy, bizarre things.
Thanks. Yeah.
And I just can't, if I never knew that before, watching that clip, I felt like I knew Cookie myself. And I remember back when she was doing it with Lucius. You feel what I'm saying? Like, yeah. That took me in there with them. And it blew my mind a little bit and took me back some.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't know how I felt about that.
Yeah, I mean, that was her literally taking that bullet because then she had to pay the time and the sentence.
Pregnant, too.
Yeah. Unreal.
Oh, Jesus. So, we don't know what happened at the end of that flashback.
Right.
Because, of course, they cut it off so to keep us watching, and they definitely got my eyeballs, all right? Mm-hmm. But I'm supposing I would like to think that was a police officer, maybe. Or maybe that was, like, the start of it all, and then she got a little bit heavier in the game. Because then I thought about it. It couldn't be the police officer because I remember they had, like, family gatherings together in a previous flashback. Where it was Jamal and, you know, Andre, whatever. She hadn't had Akeem yet, but I remember that. So I was like, oh, that wasn't the cop. That must have been when it started.
Yeah.
Gosh. Love.
Sad, I know. It's so sad. But yeah, but it makes sense then to tie it back to the second scene of, like, Cookie being like, you know, Lucius didn't care when you were in rehab and he was releasing Inferno, you know, and you took a bullet for him.
Yeah.
And she took a bullet for him. So release it, you know?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he almost put a bullet in Anika, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Okay, so he's in the bed, and he's telling Thirsty, hey, I want everybody out. Doctors, everybody. I just want to be by myself. So it's time for Mama Leah to dip. She dips.
Did she even have a line?
She had no line this episode. She was quiet.
Yes, she was.
That was actually her only appearance in this episode. Yes. So she was chilling on set like, I'm done for the day.
Right.
Hey, Miss Walker. And so she dismisses herself. And then Thirsty has to go take care of a deposition.
Yes.
And so that leaves him and Miss Anika, his beautiful wife, right?
Boo Boo Kitty
wow. makes her way to his breathing, to his air supply. And I was like, dude, is she serious right now? I know she is, but like, when did this take a turn like this for her to be so bold? Because she was just risking her life to, like, and now you...
She's insane.
Something is wrong with her.
She's you know, she's already killed two people.
Exactly.
Like, you know.
Hello.
Yeah.
You've killed...
And then for her to be so bold later on and say that she loves Lucius. Like, no, you don't. No, you don't.
Oh, yeah, when she went to talk to Cookie.
No, you do not.
She definitely said that.
Yeah.
So she goes for the air supply. Lucius pulls out the gun on her like, bitch, try me.
Right. I got a mini pistol.
I got him. Got a cool little 20 in
my goodness.
He was ready.
He was ready.
So that was interesting. She knows not to try him.
No.
But anyhow.
No. And it was interesting, too, that she wasn't there for the board meeting later on. I think that had to do with the gun.
I saw that she was missing.
Yeah.
And she is a part of the board because she holds a position in the company.
Exactly. But I think that had to do with the gun.
You think he fired her?
No, I don't think...
Oh. Maybe she was just scary.
I think she's just
still
scared.
Still shitting up.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right, so we see that. We jet over to Hakeem.
Wait, Nessa and Andre.
Was that before or after?
I thought that was before.
Maybe it was.
Yeah.
All right. So Nessa and Nessa and Juliana.
Yes.
So they're talking, getting acquainted and everything, because right. I'm guessing they're going over the plans for the residency in Vegas, which yes. I'm confused as to how she can even have a residency when she doesn't have an album. But who am I? I'm just a fan. Right. Okay. Just a super fan.
Right.
I'm just here. Marshawn Lynch. You know why I'm here. So they're running through things. Dre leaves to go get a drink, and then all of a sudden Juliana gets to...
Well, and then Juliana was like, Dre, get me a drink.
Yeah, like how? Yeah, she's totally set him up.
Yeah.
And then he goes to get it, and then she just starts going ham with Nessa. Oh, yes, yeah, so I hear about your arrangement, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, this is tricky, because I was like, he never said that. Like, he said it, but that's not what he meant. That's how I'm thinking in my head, because I'm thinking she's trying to make it more than what it is. Then I got to thinking... No,
this is how
this is how he do business.
Exactly. And I love that Nessa called him out on it. She finally at the end was like, I'm not Rhonda. This is not you and, you know, you and Rhonda.
So before we move into this penthouse, before we go and do a residency in Vegas, whatever, you need to handle that, because it ain't no arrangement.
Right. Well, and I thought it was funny, too, how Juliana was like, you know, if you ever want me to join you guys. So now she's like a swinger.
Right. Like, so you just going to turn Nessa out like that?
Yeah.
Nessa wasn't going, though, and I think she was trying to keep it professional. And what's the, I can salute her on that, because she could have just went ham. You get what I'm saying? Because she is a hothead. She could have went ham.
She was cool.
But she was real relaxed about it, and I think she was just saving that to be like, you know what? I'm going to talk to my man about this.
Right.
Because this ain't the end of it, trust and believe. But I'm going to take all what you're saying, though. And she knew that. She took the bait.
Yes.
So, but she ended up winning, so it's no big deal.
Yeah.
For now. She
won.
For now.
Yes.
Okay. Hakeem is in this huge hot mess with the whole lawsuit situation.
Yes.
Which Kennedy honestly, like, blew out of proportion.
Come on.
Period. Because the thing about it, if something happened, this is just me. I had to take it back, because I don't mean that. That was going to be a lie.
It was going to be a lie. At least you cry yourself.
It was going to be a lie. Because I was going to say, if it were me, I wouldn't go for Empire for $50 million.
No, come on.
But I probably would, Katie. It was it was an event hosted by Hakeem.
Right.
Which was on Empire Stream.
Right.
Which means people did see me.
Right, but $50 million.
That's a lot, but I'd try my luck.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie.
I actually was kind of surprised that Thirsty didn't call her out for, like, you know, if she, like, wasn't working or, like, you know, how this would be a financial gain for her.
And see, and that's what I was trying to think, too. So, was she a homegirl of Tiana's, or did she, like, work at Empire?
Yeah. Well, and then it was strange that Tiana was Team Hakeem when he recorded that song.
Right.
That there was some kind of discrepancy there, too, which was strange. It's like...
Well, see, that world, that also came after the meeting.
Right.
So, but even then, though, like, I guess you're kind of right. Because Kennedy was upset from that meeting after she had got drilled. And I don't understand how Tiana would have been. I guess, like, what do you say? Hey, babe, I'm making a song. And I want you to be there. It's for Kennedy.
Exactly.
So, Kennedy's probably like, I don't give a damn about the song. Like, y'all disrespected me, you know, earlier.
And I want my money.
Yeah, I want my money. I'm still getting my $50 million. I think outside of this, because Hakeem, Jesus, I'm getting into a little prediction situation, so ignore me right now. But I think that Hakeem is going to end up regretting making that song. I just feel it.
I don't know.
Because I think that Kennedy, it's not like a wipeover situation. It's not one of those things that you just put a Band-Aid on and it's cool. You know, like... You're going to have to doctor this one up. So you're going to have to go to court. You're going to have to, you know, and that's just what it is.
Well, it's exactly like Dre said. It's like, it actually is an admission of guilt, which is why he called the meeting and then talked about Vegas. But it is an admission of guilt, you know? And I also think, too, it's like Hakeem to this, from this, you know, from, you know, the start of the show has always been like the thug one, you know, of the brothers, you know? And now he's doing this kind of like...
Oh, yeah, my Tupac
soft,
thing.
Yeah,
so I'm the thug, but I'm a soft thug because I got a baby now, and I love women.
Exactly.
Right?
And so he's going to get called out.
He definitely is, and I'm going to hate it when he does, because I don't think it's going to end very well.
No. No, he's not gonna handle it well.
But the Queen song was a good way to try to get back in the circle, Hakeem. So as a woman, I appreciate the lyrics, all right? I love the song. Yes. All right. But we end up finding out that of course it's election day. It's time to go to the polls. And everything seems well, good in the hood. Everybody's voting. The flow is great. Cookie and Angelo go to vote together, which is so cute. And then they come outside, and these girls are going bananas. And I'm like, oh my gosh, they want a picture with Angelo. Right. It's going to be great. This is like the best feeling of like election day. It's like, you're the man. This is your day. And it's going to happen. Like today, you feel invincible.
Right.
And they don't want a picture with Angelo.
Nope.
They want a picture with Cookie.
Yeah.
Crucius. Girl, we saw the music video and the teaser, and it's just a, and I'm like, oh, the teaser. Yeah. It came out the same day.
I know, Cookie.
So, yeah, that was a bad call on Cookie. Right. She didn't know.
No.
She didn't know.
It's the music.
I know, man. It's the music. It's the music. It blinded her. Because she was, I mean, she was trying to hit a lick, too, while Lucius was on bed rest. Yeah. So I ain't mad at her.
Yeah. But I feel like for Angelo, it's like he was feeling such a high off of that time he took down Lucius.
True.
And then for that surprise visit to happen last episode and then this, it's like...
It's a lot.
Is she with me? Mm-hmm. You know?
Like, what's going on with us? Where do we stand? Like, And I think for what all they've experienced and been through thus far, from his mom to finding out about his past and knowing Cookie's past because he's heavily involved in that. And although he still doesn't know everything, and that's the crazy thing about it,
it's
still stuff to unravel. Yeah. You don't know it all, Doc.
Right.
You know? That's the crazy part. And so he's steady in this, like, I'm not convinced stage because he doesn't know what they doing.
Right.
Right. So that's sucky.
But... To Cookie's credit, she's tried. She's tried to tell him, and I think that he's like
not trying to hear it. And then the thing about it is too, you have to applaud Cookie too because she doesn't make things about her with him. And I think that's one thing that I like love about it. She lets him be the man. She lets him lead. She lets him know, hey, I got all this going on, but you are equally in your own right, just as important. And you got your own stuff going. You're important.
Right.
You know, and I think he feels that, but I don't think he's, like, altogether convinced with it right now with how things have been going. And so we find out that the music video, of course, released the same day. She goes to talk to Jamal about it. She's like, let's release another one. Da, 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 da. He's like, no, it's music. He's grown.
With the breaks, yeah.
He's going to be okay.
Yeah.
You know? But Yen still, she makes another reference to, well, Lucia's still on bed rest, so it ain't going to matter. You know, whatever. Which is the craziest thing because everybody is moving and grooving through this episode like... He ain't nowhere. Like, he's alive and well.
Yeah.
And so then we see Andre ends up calling the board meeting after getting pissed with Hakeem, like we mentioned earlier.
Right, right. And this is actually what I was going to say when we were going back to, Tiana and Hakeem. I mean, there is a possibility that Tiana saw Hakeem's admission, you know, and that was her shift, but we don't know, you know? Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And I did think that it was so sweet that Jamal, like,
to use his channel.
Scream, yeah.
I was like, y'all better be brothers.
Yeah.
But Jamal is always the person that comes through. You can always depend on Jamal to kind of be the level head brother, and that's what I appreciate from his character. Mm-hmm. He's consistent.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And I mean, we had that consistency was also reflected when he had talked to D Major, you know?
True. He was very transparent with that, too.
It was great.
I'm glad that you came out, but we can't do this, baby.
We can't do this.
No, we can't do this, baby. No, leave. I'm done.
You remind me of a dark time, you know?
I was like, oh.
Yeah.
And he can't do anything but bounce.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So Andre's pissed. He calls a board meeting and... Then we go to break. We come back. He's rushing into Lucius's home. Juanita's like, they're all upstairs.
Right.
He's like, okay. There is my dad okay? He's like, they're all upstairs right now. And so he's running up the stairs. He gets to the door. The whole board is there.
Right.
I'm at like, night, oh, my
because
God.
Heaven forbid that Dre tries to host a board meeting without Lucius the next morning. Hey, they all have to, like...
He's all-knowing. He has to be involved.
Yeah.
Craziest thing ever. Yes. So they have the meeting, and Lucius fires him.
Yes.
Well, attempts to, at least.
Yes.
And it's unsuccessful.
Yes.
Were you surprised?
No.
I thought somebody was going to second it. I thought Cookie was going to second him. I'm not going to lie.
Really? I thought if anyone, it was going to be Hakeem. And that was...
Cookie was my first because he looked at... This camera was shooting too much to Cookie to where I was just like, they've had this conversation and Cookie done caught on to what he's doing. But it's not Cookie. And I'm like, ooh, he at Lucius' ass again.
Yeah.
Hakeem's going to do it. And then Hakeem didn't.
No. I was shocked because Dre told Hakeem that he was calling the board meeting on because he had done this admission.
And it wasn't even about, it had exactly
nothing. Yeah.
But see, he didn't expect, that's how you know this is a master plan.
Yes.
Because he wasn't expecting Hakeem to be there.
No.
He wasn't.
No. No. Everyone was there but Boo Boo Kitty.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Ooh, how the story unfolds.
I know. I know.
Tried to fire him twice, wasn't working. And so, meanwhile, Dre is handing out all of these cute little Empire packets that list all the details about the residency. And you know what else threw me off? Like, but I guess it didn't throw me off because Shine is a part of Empire now.
Yes.
All right, so he holds, like, a real deal role in Empire in the cabinet. And so, our level of command, whatever you want to call it, chain of command. And so, when he asks Shine about his opinion... Like, of course, Shine is working with Dre, so of course that was going to ride. But I was surprised that he even asked him for his, like, input like
right,
that.
Right. Well, actually, I was surprised that, because, you know, Nessa had said that she tells Shine everything.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, she hadn't told Shine that they have an open relationship, which she heard from Juliana. Otherwise, Shine would, you know, Dre wouldn't even be there.
See, but the thing about it, you got to think, too, flashback to that part of the episode where they had just closed the deal with Vegas.
Yeah.
Well, you have to flash forward. They had just signed the deal with Vegas, and they were walking out, and freaking Juliana, like, was walking hand in hand with them.
Yes, she was.
And Shine was right behind them.
That's right. That's right.
So maybe he lets it slide when it's Juliana.
Yeah.
Because I feel like there's some type of breaking trust there, too. Because you know what he's doing. Nessa knows what he's doing, but she doesn't know that it involves Juliana to that extent. But you do.
Right.
And you ain't told Nessa, and Nessa ain't told you.
Right.
So there's something going on there.
Something going on there, yeah.
That's not all the way clear.
Right.
Oh, this is too much.
It's too much.
And so we cut to... did we cover everything?
Yeah.
Okay, we end up cutting to the end, and it's time for Angelo's party, which he's holding at Empire, which was cool. So he's having his victory party or whatever, you know.
We have to think can happen because Lucius is in
his bed. Oh, yeah, because Lucius is in his bed.
Right.
And he has said, he made reference to it earlier in the episode, was like, well, as long as he's not in my party, as long as he can. She was like, no, he in the bed. He ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? He is on bed rest, you know, whatever. And then they're enjoying the night. And Andre thanks his mom for backing him up. And she's like, no problem. I think the Vegas thing is going to be cool, which she's going to regret. She said that. Yeah, but it's okay. And then she walks off. As he walks off, Angela walks in. They kiss each other, get some pictures. Then they get to announcing, hey, he's won this, you know, this section. So now we're going to go ahead on and move on to the next round situation. So everybody is bananas. Everybody's excited.
But before they announce, Lucius comes in.
Right.
Suddenly he's well, right after they announced
because he was doing his, before,
because they made a bet.
Exactly, saying, hey, if you win, I'm going to get you a drink.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. And so then they announce the winner. He goes up to make his speech. And then as he's
making this Kanye West moment.
Lucius definitely was Kanye. Yes. And I'm like, do not Taylor Swift him. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
I'm going to let you finish.
But. I'm going to play this song that I wrote for that beautiful lady standing next to you.
Yes.
Dun, 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 dun. I'm like, is he really deal serenading Cookie right now during this man's speech?
Yeah. But Angela did have it coming. He shouldn't have been to Empire. You know, Lucius, who runs Empire, was, you know, endorsing the other candidate.
And I cannot believe, like, Lucius suddenly, like, was Lazarus and raised from the freaking dead and made it to the party.
Yeah.
But I'm like, bro, you just couldn't breathe yesterday.
Yeah, you needed a breathing device, exactly.
Yeah. And you were talking fine, walking fine.
Something fishy.
It's not something right.
Not something right.
Now, I don't know if it's like stints. You know how some days you can be worse than others. Some days you can have your strength and be popping.
Yeah, I don't know. That seems extreme.
Empire extreme.
Yes, yes.
Oh, Lord.
Also, strange that Mrs. Dubois wasn't there.
Very much so. I didn't see her.
Yeah.
And my friend said, hey, where is Mama at? I was like,
yeah,
maybe she's schmoozing with somebody. Yeah. We miss you. We miss you, Felicia. We miss you. So then, as he's playing the song, The Cookie, in walks Juliana.
Yes.
And this is where the rubber meets the road. Where the hell does Lucius know Juliana from? Right. Katie, where?
Well, what do you think? Like,
what do you think?
Vegas?
Do you think, this is what I think.
Yeah.
I think he was dealing with Juliana when Cookie was gone.
I agree.
To what extent, I don't know.
Yeah.
And the kids were young too.
Yeah.
And if my memory serves me correctly, in previous seasons, the kids had dealings with Carol and with Candace.
Yes.
So they could have very well been with their aunt. You get what I'm saying?
Definitely.
And Lucius could have been very well doing his own thing.
Definitely. And you have to also think that maybe his adversity to working with Vegas was because of Juliana.
Yeah. As to why he was so skeptical about it. Because I think that he was probably dating Juliana. He was messing with Juliana to some extent. Juliana left and went to Vegas. It was almost between, like, she probably made, like, a decision. Because Lucius doesn't do well when people making decisions when it comes to him. And so it's either Vegas or it's Lucius.
Right.
And I think she chose Vegas.
Yes.
And that broke him down because it was probably a stint of time that because he wasn't talking to Cookie.
Yes.
I also learned from reading the comments, and I missed it. I have to go back and find it. But supposedly she was served divorce papers in jail.
Yeah.
And so he must have, I think that it was during that time he was dealing with her and had been for years.
That makes sense. And obviously Gianna's using Dre to get to Lucius.
And Dre doesn't know her from a can of paint because he was probably so young he doesn't remember. Yeah. And he dealt with so much stuff in his mind growing up.
Right.
With his mental illness.
Right.
He probably don't know. He literally probably does not remember.
I mean, maybe Lucius did meet her in Vegas. Maybe she was already in Vegas. Maybe Lucius would go off to Vegas to see her, you know? Who knows?
This just gets better and better.
Yeah.
So then she ends up saying, Lucius, why don't you play the song that you wrote for me? And he's like, why shouldn't I kill you right now? You don't want to do that. I forget the ending line that she said, but it pissed me off because I thought it was going to commercial, and then the credits came, and I was like,
fuck. Here we go.
F my life.
Here we go.
That's how I felt.
Yeah.
Predictions. What do you think?
Oh, well, I think that... I don't think that Cookie's going to accept Angela's proposal.
You don't think so?
Well, maybe she'll accept the proposal, but I don't know if she'll actually make it down the altar.
Mm-hmm. You think he's going to come next episode?
I think that he's going to propose to her next episode.
Yeah, because this is going to be... This was a woozy.
Yeah.
And so he probably feels like what Lucius is trying to come back and take his throne.
Well, exactly.
And he has to put a ring on it to kind of solidify things to make it real.
Exactly. Mm. And now that he sees all the stuff with Juliana, he's like, oh, let me swoop in. Now Lucius has another woman, you know, in the picture. Like, he already has this one wife, Boo Boo Kitty, you know. Right.
Which is crazy.
Crazy.
And then, how's she going to ask Cookie to watch Bella?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we didn't even... Yeah, and she said that she loved Lucius. Like, what?
And she says, yeah, I know we've had some stuff with the man that we both love. She said, it's only one man that I love, girl. And that, she was like, that's Angela. She was like,
yeah,
you and I both know the truth.
Right.
And I don't think she lying. She loved Lucius. And she liked Angela, but she loved Lucius.
She loves Lucius.
And at the end of the day, when it's all said and done,
I
want to
say she may even love Angelo, but she's in love with Lucius.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I've been there, so I get it.
Yeah.
But that's some hard feelings to sort through, but you can get through it and figure out who's worth the time.
Yeah.
You know. And I think next episode, Juliana's going to give Cookie a run for her money, because this is the first, this is, and Cookie has a great memory because she already tried it in the hair salon.
Yes, she did.
And now she's popping up in Lucia's face.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that hair salon thing was, it was just about Lucia's.
This is strike two.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's going to be a strike three next episode, yeah. And then the game is going to be on.
Yeah.
And Cookie's going to pull out all the stops. But I think she's going to cover up her tracks really well for Angela. Mm-hmm. I don't think Lucius is sick, for real.
No. Mm-mm. No. Mm. Fishy.
This is going to be interesting.
He looked pretty healthy in that preview.
Hello. He looked healthy, right? He
looked healthy.
But I'm interested to see what the next episode holds.
Yeah.
This has been very villainy. I think the title fits.
Right. Naked villainy.
Now, the naked part, right. I don't know. Could have played that up a little bit. Yeah. But the villainy part, I can agree with. Oh, Jesus, this is too much. So hopefully next time when we come back, Paris will be in the building.
Paris will be here.
And plus, she'll be in what, Coachella? She's going to Coachella.
She's going to Coachella. So she'll come back with like a flower.
It's all right. She can go to Coachella and get her little flowers or whatever. Yes. Because I want to Coachella next year when Beyonce is going to be there. And the twins and Blue and Jay. So that's when I'm going to Coachella.
Nice.
When it's worth it.
Nice.
Boo, Paris. Boo, boo, kitty. All right. Anyways, I'm Allie Washington. Catch me across all social media platforms at Allie the Pub. Where you at?
I'm Katie Foley at KT Did What Now.
All right. And make sure you guys follow Paris as well. Two R's. All right, Paris Rose. We love you, girl. We miss
you. Love you, girl.
And thank you guys so much for watching. Subscribe, like, share, all that good stuff. Make sure you drop your comments. We are going to be live with you guys next week. That
we promise. We'll be there.
That dog, listen. Thank you so much. Jay Hart, we see you. This episode was great tonight. Mwah. It was. We'll see you guys next week. Keep it locked. It's Black Hollywood Live.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.